All ancient societies engaged in trade. In order to do this, they needed to know where to trade and who to trade with. Throughout the world, early civilizations established a series of complex networks along which they would move to trade and exchange goods. The most celebrated of the ancient trade routes was the Silk Road, but there were many others.
As the people lived, most of them settled in a certain region, and they kind of developed a lifestyle. And there was a remarkable amount of traveling. You know, they'd travel for months to go visit somebody, and then they'd stay there months, and then there were months coming back. They traded shells from the northwest coast, Vancouver Island. The Mississippian people traded for stone, obsidian out of the Yellowstone. Now this is all proven in various ways. So there was a lot of prehistoric trade. We knew where others were.
We know today that the Incas, the Olmec and the Aztec did enterprise short range as well as long range exploration, either by land or by sea. They were looking for raw material. They were looking for new lands. And they were also looking for people to be incorporated into their empires. At the same time, they did establish a network for trade, exchange of raw materials and manufacturers. And we know today also that the Incas had big ships that could sail into the open seas. And they did travel. They did exchange material with people in Ecuador, perhaps in Central America. And certainly they did travel to further islands like the Galapagos in the Pacific Ocean.
Livingstone became a tremendous celebrity in England when he crossed and recrossed the African continent. But he was essentially doing something which two African traders, who were almost forgotten, called Anastasia and Baptista, had done coming from Angola some years before. You know, they crossed the African continent from Angola to Mozambique. And there were African trade routes crossing the African continent, and he essentially followed one of these trade routes. It was amazingly brave and all the rest of it, but it was actually following in well-trodden African footsteps.